When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. You.
It's a universal moon above you. Ask the Irish, ask the Greek. They can always understand I love you. No matter how they speak. Pardon my southern accent, pardon my southern drawl. It may sound funny, oh, but honey, I love y'all. If you don't like my accent, if you don't like my drawl, then just don't listen, let's start kissing. I bet you fall. Come on now, let me hear you steal my stuff. When I say, do you love me? All you gotta say is sure enough. Pardon my southern accent, didn't I hear you draw? Were you just sighing or replying? I love y'all. Southern accent, didn't I hear you draw? Were you just sighing or replying? I love y'all. Well, there's nothing quite as loving as a woman who is southern, and
sure enough, ain't that song a winner? This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, today we're going to take Broadway to Main Street and we're going to run south past down that Mason-Dixon line for a show we're going to call Pardon My Southern Accent. And in fact, pardon my Southern accent. I'm a Jewish guy from New York, but I'm going to try my best. That singer who started the show was Toni Tennille. Do you remember her from the 70s, The Captain and Tennille? And she has evolved into a wonderful, deep, sounds sort of like Elaine Stritch, big band singer, great album called Tennille Sings Big Band. And that song was written by the composer Marty Malnick and the illustrious composer Johnny Mercer in 1934 for the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. And Johnny Mercer is obviously one of the people we have to talk about today. We'll hear a number of his songs. He was one of the few songwriters who earned his reputation south of the Mason-Dixon line. He was, of course, from Savannah. And many of our composers of the American Musical Songbook, of course, came from New York or from the Northeast. Certainly Cole Porter came from Indiana, as did Hoagie Carmichael. But we're going to dig deep into our Southern roots and take a little tour, as I said. So get your sweet tea and your mint julep, and we are going down south with Judy Garland back to dear old Swanee.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore. Swanee, Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to the Swanee shore.
When the dark night starts falling and the moon starts to roll, what is this thing that keeps calling? It's a south in my soul. How I long for that delta. It's my home, it's my goal. I wanna be safe in its shelter. Got the south in my soul. Too long I've lingered in the darkness, no matter what I've won. I want to say goodbye to darkness and spend all my days in the sun. Let me lie on that levee. Let me burn black as coal. I know my heart won't be heavy with a south in my soul. We're in tide apart, troubled, you played your part. Oh Lord, lighten my load. Don't let the teardrops start. Friend, listen, all alone. Where are the scenes I've known? Oh Lord, show me the road. Carry my footsteps home. When the dark night starts falling and the moon starts to roll, what is this thing that keeps calling? It's a south in my soul. Let me lie on that levee. Let me burn black as coal. I know my heart won't be heavy with the south in my soul.
The great Paul Robeson, of course. We can't have a song about the South without Paul Robeson. singing the material that made him famous. You might have expected Old Man River or a number of other spirituals, but that's a very interesting song called Got the South in My Soul, written lyrics by Lee Wiley, who was a fine singer in her own right back in the mid-1930s. Well, as I said, Pardon My Southern Accent is going to be a tour of Broadway musicals or material written by great Broadway composers and lyricists that has something to do with the South. And the South is so regional and so interesting and so different from one state or one county to the next. We'll take a little travelogue, and of course, we'll start in that little area of Missituckee, that mythological town that Finian's Rainbow is set in. So here is from the original cast album, the opening number to Finian's Rainbow, and then we'll go further south down to Tallahassee. But first, the original cast of Finian's Rainbow.
Sniff of southern cooking hanging on a evening air.
When you see folks all polite and classy, and every smile bids you stay and rest,
get off that train, you're in Tallahassee. the Southland at its best. Sniff a southern cooking, floating on the evening air.
Supper's waiting on the table.
When you see folks,
they'll be telling jokes,
all polite and classy. And every smile,
they smile all the while,
bitch, you're staying red.
Get off that train, you're in Tallahassee. It's the capital city of Florida. It couldn't be better, I'm telling ya. The Southland at its best.
Arkansas, Arkansas, I just live old Arkansas. Left my ball, left my paw, but I just live old Arkansas. Traveled much, but someday when the money's such, I'd like to see the world and all and take a run through Arkansas. I'd like to get my picture took and put it in my memory book and someday hang it on my wall to say that I'd seen Arkansas. Arkansas, Arkansas, I just live old Arkansas. Love my ball, love my paw, but I just live old Arkansas. My grandpa, he was always good. I'd play horsey on his foot. He'd tell me when I'd get tall, we'd both go see Arkansas. Arkansas, Arkansas, I just live old Arkansas. Love my mama, love my pa, but I just live old Arkansas. I just live old Arkansas. Arkansas, Arkansas, I just love old Arkansas. Love my ma, love my pa, but I just love old Arkansas.
The first man is moving and love for me and you. How blessed we are as children of a God whose love is real.
Of him, I feel. blessed be.
Can I get an amen? Yes, you in the back. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today's show is called Pardon My Southern Accent, and we're going to on a tour of the Deep South through the canon of the Broadway musical Songbook. That last number you heard, wonderfully interesting score, I think, to Big River, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Roger Miller, a great composer, lyricist, and performer of country western music. And one of the charms of that score is it's not sort of an on-the-nose Rodgers and Hammerstein musical. The songs don't necessarily advance the plot. They're sometimes a little incidental, but very charming and extremely well written. Before that, we heard a song by another great Jewish New York composer, Frank Lesser, who wrote a song for a movie called Variety Girl called Tallahassee. And the fun part about that rendition is you got to hear Johnny Mercer, who was an actual Southern songwriter, of course, from Savannah, Georgia, sing that. Well, Frank Lesser continued his interest in writing about the Deep South with a song stuck for no apparent reason other than to amuse audiences into the middle of The Most Happy Fella, which it has amused audiences forever. And even more amusingly, we will hear Julie Andrews and Carol Burnett sing about the charms of Big D, and that, of course, means Dallas, from Julie and Carol at Carnegie Hall. Music and lyrics by Frank Lesser.
Howdy.
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 Good evening.
Howdy. Howdy.
Howdy. Howdy.
Howdy.
Name is Rip. Ain't you a new buckaroo too?
Yep.
Would you say that again?
Yep.
And again?
Yep.
And again?
Yep.
Well, hush my puppies and fritter my corn. I'm a pee-picking, psychicking, bootlicking son of an old coyote. If you went for it, it's Big D.
Houston.
Who wouldn't get Houston?
Fort Worth.
Oh, pull yourself together.
Ain't you homesick for Big D?
Oh, my, oh, my,
oh, yes.
Gotta get back to Big D, little A, double L, A, S.
Thank you.
Indeed. Let's give it up for Julie Andrews and Carol Burnett tackling that great song from Frank Lesser's score to The Most Happy Fella. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and today we're running that Main Street all the way down south for a show called Pardon My Southern Accent. And I hope if you are an ongoing listener to the show and the station, you'll consider taking a moment starting tomorrow on Monday to pledge some donation to WPPB 88.3 for giving you this kind of programming week after week. This is my fifth year on this show, folks, and it's a real honor to be able to run the music of Broadway through the Main Street of the East End in Southern Connecticut. But we don't have commercials, we don't have sponsors, we don't do anything that interrupts the flow of our music and our thoughts about it. So please, if you have a moment, our pledge drive starts tomorrow, Monday, and you can go to 883WPPB.org. That's 883WPPB.org and make your contribution. I'd appreciate it so we can keep the show going. And if we keep the show going, you'll appreciate it too. So let us bring our trail back up north a little bit to Virginia. In the 70s, there was a show called Shenandoah, and it was based on a wonderful movie by a movie starring Jimmy Stewart about a Virginia planter before the Civil War who really doesn't want to get involved politically. And very much in the Rodgers and Hammerstein mode, it doesn't get revived a lot. Not sure how sympathetic people would be to some of its treatment these days, but some of the score is terrific. So here is a duet by Donna Theodore and Penelope Mitford from Shenandoah.
Could be righter than we should care. We may high as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. I guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. Don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me. Come rain. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Our days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always.
Another terrific rendition of an American classic, Come Rain or Come Shine, written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer, our son of the South, and set, obviously, in East St. Louis in St. Louis Woman. And you heard there Wynton Marsalis, Willie Nelson, with a vocal by Nora Jones, who grew up in Texas. So that strikes me as reasonably authentic. Among musicals with a Southern bent, or Southern twang, I guess you might say, among the most prominent is The Robber Bridegroom, and this is a show that's finally getting a New York revival this March with the terrific Stephen Pasquale as the titular Robber Bridegroom. I remember seeing it in high school. I remember we had a high school field trip to go see it on Broadway with the incredible Barry Bostwick. It's got a wonderful score by Robert Waldman and Al Urey. And it's based on a Eudora Welty tale about a robber named Jamie Lockhart who steals not only money, but shall we say the innocence of the young Rosamond. So here is first Rhonda Coulet from the original production, and then we'll segue into the swaggering Tony-winning performance by Barry Bostwick from The Robber Bridegroom.
Thank you. I guess you wonder why I let that rich man by and passed up all his money with a smile. A sitting duck, you say, I let him get away. Oh, the answer is I steal with style. I steal with style. I don't come up and rob like some dumb country slob. I let my treasure dangle for a while. I let my treasure lay and flatter it away. Oh, the answer is I steal with style. With my dark face on, I am the bandit of the woods. Oh, when I'm him, it's easier to snatch the stolen goods. But with Jamie Lockhart, the stealing ain't the same. It's a finagling, angling game. So I let that rich man go, because I truly know this place of his must be a treasure pile. I'll ride out to his house and play some cat and mouse. And I promise you, I'll steal with style. On the evening I was born, the stars were looking fine. It was written in those stars that I was gonna shine. I was born for faking and taking, come what may, in my finagling, angling way. Man's farm and ladle out my charm. And I promise you, oh yes, I promise you, I guarantee to you I'll steal with style.
He certainly sings with style. That was Barry Bostwick. Boy, do we miss him from the Broadway stage. Singing from the original production of The Robber Bridegroom, which is coming back to Broadway at the Roundabout, in the very capable hands of the very talented Stephen Pasquale. Well, we're looking at shows that have some Southern twang to them. And, of course, our lyricist we keep coming back to is Johnny Mercer from Savannah. And he always took on aspects of the South that he found recurred to him or had echoes, resonance in his life, even though he moved to New York and then to Hollywood and became one of the world's great songwriters. He wrote a song which was almost cut from the film of Breakfast at Tiffany's, music by Henry Mancini, and it became one of the most immortal classics in Hollywood. We'll play it for you because he has a lyric in it that everyone quotes about Mercer, my huckleberry friend. And he said, yes, I remember as a white kid growing up, my black friends and I would pick huckleberries together and it came back to me. But of course, it's also resonant of another character in American literature who is, of course, Huckleberry Finn. And we'll hear a little bit of Roger Miller, who composed the score to Big River, singing one of his own songs, also about the Great Mississippi. So two river songs connected by charm and talent here on Broadway to Main Street. Let's hear a fellow who knew more than a little bit about the Mississippi River singing Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Moon River, wider than the mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Old dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you are going, I'm going your way. Dear drifters off to see the world, There's such a lot of world to see. We're as the same. Rainbows in waiting round the bend. My huckleberry friend, Moon River and me.
Train winding your way away somewhere. River, I love you, don't you care? Well, if you're on the run, winding someplace, just trying to find the sun. Whether the sunshine, whether the rain, river, I love you just the same. But sometimes in a time of trouble, when you're out of hand and your muddy bubbles roll across my floor, carrying away the things I treasure, hell, ain't no way to measure why I love you more than I did the day before. River in the rain, sometimes at night you look like a long white train winding your way away from me. River, I've never seen the sea. When you're out of hand and your muddy bubbles roll across my floor, hey, hey, carrying away the things I treasure, hell, ain't no way to measure why I love you more than I did the day before. River, sometimes at night you look like a long white train winding your way away from me. River, I've never seen the sea.
That was Roger Miller performing his own composition to the musical Big River, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. And when that musical came out in the mid-80s, it was quite a surprise and a very clever one that they actually got someone not from Broadway but from the CW world to write that score. And he was Roger Miller wrote the incredible, unforgettable number, King of the Road. So he just had the right sensibility to come up with something whimsical and yet emotional at times. I think it's a terrific score and one of the great Southern scores, as it were. Well, we're looked at a bunch of scores by people who, you know, like Frank Lesser, who had kind of no business writing anything set in the South, but we keep landing back to Johnny Mercer. And Lil Abner was a cartoon character created by Al Capp. You all remember, or maybe you don't remember, because who reads comic strips anymore? But from the 30s on, he was an indelible character. He lived in Dogpatch, USA, which was Al Capp's microcosm of American tensions and preoccupations in a great humorous way. And Alan Lerner wanted to write a musical based on it. Kurt Vile wanted to write a musical based on Huckleberry Finn. Burton Lane got on board at one point. So everybody was attracted to both Huckleberry Finn and Little Abner, but Johnny Mercer got there first with Gene DePaul in a 1956 musical, which is very funny and very witty, and brought us Stubby Kaye and Edie Adams and Tina Louise and Julie Newmar. Imagine them all in the same show. My goodness, what ladies. Anyway, here is the hilarious salute to the greatest coward of the Confederacy, Jubilation T. Cornpone, with lyrics by Johnny Mercer, hilarious, brilliant, and we're led by the one and only Stubby Kaye. Thanks for joining us, y'all.
Scarlet, honey, it's high time you knew that our town was founded by that beloved man who's setting up there on that horse, Jubilation T. Cornpone. The greatest fighting general and military strategist the Confederacy ever knew.
Was he brave?
Brave? Why, J.T. Cornpone didn't know the meaning of the word fear. Terror, yes, but fear, never. And all over the countryside, there's monuments commemorating the names of his famous battles.
Such as?
Cornpone's disaster, Cornpone's misjudgment, Cornpone's catastrophe, and Cornpone's humiliation. When we fought the Yankees and annihilation was near, who was there to lead the charge that took us safe to the rear? Why, it was Jubilation T. Cornpone. All toot your own horn, Pone. Jubilation T. Cornpone, a man who knew no fear.
Tell us what,
yes, tell us.
Yeah, what else did he do?
When we almost had him, but the issue still was in doubt. Who suggested the retreat that turned it into a rout? Why, it was
Jubilation T. Cornpone.
Correct. All tattered and torn, Pone.
Jubilation T. Cornpone, he kept us hiding out.
With our ammunition gone and faced with utter defeat, who was it that burned the crops and left us nothing to eat?
Why, it was Jubilation T. Cornpone.
Old September morn, Pone.
Jubilation T. Cornpone.
The pants blown off his seat.
Hooray!
It seemed like our brave boys might keep on fighting for months.
You tell.
Who took pity on them and capitulated at once?
Why, it was Jubilation T. Cornpone.
Unshaven and shorn, Pone.
Jubilation T. Cornpone.
He weren't nobody's dunce.
Why, it was Jubilation T. Cornpone.
Reconnoitering to flank the enemy's rear, circled through the piney woods and disappeared for a year.
Why, it was Jubilation T. Cornpone.
Oh, treat him with scorn, Pone.
Yeah! Jubilation T. Cornpone, the missing mountaineer,
who became so famous with a reputation so great,
who?
That he ran for president and didn't carry a state.
Well, I can tell us it was Jubilation T. Cornpone.
Old wouldn't be sworn, Pone.
Jubilation T. Cornpone. He made the country wait.
Stonewall Jackson got his name by standing firm in the fray. who was known to all his men as good old paper mache.
Why, it was Jubilee Cornpone.
Says that General Grant was pretty good with a jug. Who drank drink for drink with him and wound up under the rug?
Why, it was Jubilee T. Cornpone.
Passed out until morn
pone. Jubilee T. Cornpone, his whiskers in his mug.
Hearing that a northern spy had come to town for the night, who gained entrance to her room and lost a glorious fight?
Why, it was Jubilee T. Cornpone.
Old weary and worn pone.
Jubilee T. Cornpone.
He fought all through the night. There at Appomattox, Lee and Grant were present, of course. As Lee swept a tear away, who swept the back of his horse?
Why, it was Jubilee T. Cornpone.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.